Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning, everybody. And
hello.
To give you a heads up that we have someone in the queue, so let's start the show with the call.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's just Marguerite.
Oh, hey, darling.
Hi, Marguerite.
Hi. It seems like Monday, don't it? I'm just waking up. Anyway, well, good morning. How is everybody?
We're fine. So how was your camping?
Oh, it was really good. Weather was great. We got pool time and kid time. The two granddaughters were there running us ragged. And it was really nice. Really nice.
You sound wonderful. And that was part of your birthday celebration?
Yes. Yeah, we went down there and we left really early Friday morning and left Monday morning. And we had my oldest granddaughter there overnight Friday night. And
nice.
I guess she didn't like being woken up before, you know, like noon. So she didn't want to spend the night anymore. But it was we really had a good time. So, yeah.
That's great.
It was kind of like I was disconnected from the electronic part.
That's so nice.
I had my phone with a little Wi-Fi. I mean, it was very limited. So it was, you know, nothing. We had to enjoy.
I mean, kids have to talk to each other. Yeah, it's called this is the face. These are eyes.
Uh-huh.
You look at them and words come out of your mouth. And isn't that amazing?
And
it's instantaneous. It's just as instantaneous as anything else. And I don't recall, but what personal year are you in now?
I think seven.
Let's see.
I think that is correct.
Right. Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so I have no idea what seven is.
She'll tell you
okay,
right now.
Great. All right.
Wait, your birthday was on Friday, right?
Yes.
The 10th. Yeah, it's seven. So it makes sense. It makes sense that you kicked off your birthday in your personal year, taking a break from everybody and kind of disconnecting, but not in a way of, you know, I'm cut off from everybody, but taking time out for yourself and being able to regenerate and just go within, if you had that space and the time and the environment to do that, because that's what a seven does. And also it's a period of time, this year now that you're in, where you need to have that time to make some small adjustments if necessary for how the rest of your plans are going to unfold. I mean, in a nine year cycle, you know, seven is kind of near the end there. You're nearing that point where you have reached a lot of things, or at least you know the things that you are aiming towards. Either you've already achieved them, or you know you need to modify, because in light of what's very current, you realize, okay, well, what I had planned maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you know, I've changed. So this is going to change the trajectory of what I want to be doing or having or whatever. So this year, and it is a whole year. It's not just, you know, well, okay, had that one weekend, we're done. But you're going to find ways to what I'm getting is that you're going to find ways to go within yourself, but also to establish yourself and then others to see you as an expert. I mean, as someone who knows, like, you know what you're talking about. And I feel, they're showing me the word, credibility. It's not that people don't believe you, but I think the people who are in your family or that you see a lot, not necessarily the people here, like on online, but but your family who maybe, you know, they're probably a little bit scared because of the things that you're able to do, the things you're able to tap into. This isn't about convincing them, but this is more about you continuing this ongoing journey of speaking your truth and not having to second guess that anymore, because it's you've been so so responsible for what you put out there and what you say and how you say it. And even if you should say it, and that's good, because it's, you know, that has to be a discernment, and which is another key word of a seven, is to discern, like what really is important. And the difference here is what is going to be important for you. Not so much what's going to be important for other people, because you've spent a lifetimes trying to do that, trying to accommodate for others. And I feel like this past weekend is the beginning of you realizing, no, this is what it means to put myself first and not feel guilty about it. This is what it means to kind of get back in touch with the things that are important, you know, like just having a good time and being relaxed and enjoying the company of your loved ones. And it's funny because they're seeing their loved ones, whether they're in physical or not, right? You have those, you have not just those moments, but you have opportunity to create more of that in this year, and how that really feeds your soul. And in fact, they're kind of, it's not, they're telling me, like, it's not much different than the connection you have with Courtney. Like, that's the sort of connection you can have with the people who are in the physical. It's just, it doesn't have to be so difficult for you to decide what to say, how to say it, because you really, like, you have to figure out how to stop thinking for other people to help them, because it's like another way of you helping them, but we're going to cut out that extra step so that the filter and all that responsibility doesn't rest just on you. Like, you're responsible enough with your words and your actions that you can do and say what you need to say. And, you know, you're going to be human. There are going to be times when you're testing the boundaries, or you didn't even know it was a boundary until you said it, and that's okay. It's not about being perfect right out the bat. But there's meant to be an easier flow, and that flow is from the inside out and not so much restriction on what you need to be doing for the other person to make the other person feel comfortable. That's just, it's tiring and it's tired. So that's the freedom that you'll eventually feel in your flow of things. But it starts with taking time out for you at any moment, not just because you plan a big weekend. Kind of like the granddaughter was like, this is for the birds waking up early. You know, you can say that. Like, I like it, but I really want to sleep in. So if you wanted to sleep in, you could do that. But it's picking those moments and deciding in every day that, you know, I really honor this time for myself. And that's really what the year is about, because in that time for you, you're doing so much within you that it ends up changing and I feel it raising the level of what comes out of you to connect to other people. And as a result, so you see how the cycle tends to go back and forth, because now, because of the quality of what you're putting out there, then the quality of people and situations that you find yourself in, even that becomes elevated. Even if it's the same people you've seen around forever, the nature of what you're going to be discussing, the nature of your interactions will also be elevated. And everyone will notice the change. And, you know, to be honest, some people may be like, what's going on? And again, you don't have to go into too much detail if you don't want to. When you feel that heaviness, because this past year, the six was all about responsibility to everybody else, especially your family. And as loving as that is, because that's what a six does, it's very loving, the seven naturally comes in and it's time to take that break. It's time. It's like you are, not that you have to run on empty to feel that, but it's realizing, you know what, I really have, I feel like I've taken care of what I need to take care of for now for other people. Now I need to take care of things for me. I really need to put myself in that position. And that will be either the unconscious, subconscious, or conscious choice. It will be a number of different levels there, but at the more you're able to embrace that and the nature of that seven, because it's going to feed your spiritual side, it'll feed the logical side, because you will have a little bit of distance from the craziness that can be your life if you're trying to take care of things for other people. By making you step away, it gives you a little different perspective that will allow you to speak on any given topic without being so caught up in it. And people will sense that. You know, that's probably why they'll continue to maybe ask for your opinion, but you have to do that for you and not to, you know, really not for the other people. It's just a perspective that you have because you're taking the time. So anyway, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I have to agree with so much of that. I mean, probably all of it. When you first started saying, you know, people say, I know what I'm talking about. It's I used to like say something to my husband and say, you know, I think this would, you know, this would work, and he would kind of like just walk away, and then I would repeat it a couple more. Now I just say it once, and he'll look, you know, he'll come back to me and say, you know, I think that's going to work. So I do, like, I'll just say it once, and then, you know, I'd let it go. And we had a little plumbing issue over the weekend, and of course, Sunday, we couldn't get a RV dealer, you know, there's nobody open. And he got a business card from the camping office, and they said, you know, this, it says right on there, emergency repair. So, you know, what would you think, you know, they would call, you know, you call them and they would come out, you know, 24/7. And I said, first thing came out of my mouth, I said, his emergency would be the business hours from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, or maybe Saturday. I was just Monday through Friday. So we decided we're going to leave a little bit early Monday. And 8:02 in the morning, he gets a call.
Wow.
And I was like, just laughing, because I was like, you know, that's probably what they do. It's, you know, they'll come out and fix it because it's an emergency, but not on the weekends. So it was just kind of like one of those things. But we had a couple of those things. And with my daughter and her husband, we had some kind of deep conversations about my youngest daughter and her pregnancy and the situation in her household now. And my husband actually brought up this one thing that it stayed with me, and I'm holding out until she has the baby, because even he said things may change, but it doesn't look good, because we found out that from a previous girlfriend of my daughter's boyfriend that it wasn't a good relationship. And I won't get into too much more, but
no.
Because now it's kind of like she's cutting off family ties, and you know what that happened with that. So the thing that my husband brought up was, well, in Ohio, and I knew the parents, the father of this little girl, the mother had OD'd or something, and he was in custody. This was his daughter. The granddaughter's parents, the daughter's parents, wanted custody or was fighting for something, and now there's that grandparent law in Ohio. I don't know if it's across the country, but they started it in Ohio. So he goes, why don't we just go and talk to the lawyer I have and have her write up a letter and send it to my daughter saying, you know, I am entitled to visitation because she's cut me off entirely.
Okay.
And I am waiting because,
yeah,
you know, I am
wait.
A patient person.
You have to wait, yeah.
Because I want to make sure there is nothing going on in that house before I do it. Because
yeah.
I am concerned about the kids.
Of course you are. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But, you know, she's due in a couple of days, and I've never had this situation. And I talked to my other daughter, and she said, I thought she said that she did this before. No, this is new. So that concerned me. Concerns me to,
mm-hmm.
you know,
influence.
What is going on.
The influence.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's pull a message. Let's just sit in the energy and pull a message, because it's just the heaviness of it all, and that you are energetically, you're sitting vigil, in a sense.
Yes.
You know, you're in the wings. It's a very so just reinforce that this is a very sacred space. Just to keep you in that, here we go, in that state of grace, just
mm-hmm.
really aligned, and trust and know that in your alignment, Marguerite, that you, with your gifts of awareness and perception, everything that could spiral out of control, I don't think will, because
mm-hmm.
you are being vigilant, and it will be nipped in the bud, because right now you're focusing on protecting that child. The rest at this point is going to land how it's going to land.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you're advocating for, you're being a child advocate. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
My two grandchildren live there, too, and I'm like,
that's what
very
I'm saying.
Concerned.
That's
yes.
what I'm saying. Right.
Yep.
It's mm-hmm. it's not just the baby that is, it's all the babies. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so stand by. I'm ready when you guys are.
Pick.
Two-digit number, that's interesting, because we just pulled that the other day, a two-digit number. These are very rare. And that number is, interesting, 34.
Mm-hmm.
As of the seven. As of the seven, right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
See
wow.
and experience the beauty under the facade through the lens of the heart, which dissolves the barrier of judgment and transcends limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound. I'll read it again.
Mm-hmm.
See and experience the beauty under the facade through the lens of the heart, which dissolves the barrier of judgment and transcends limitation. So that's really connecting to your daughter who's about to give birth,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to, it's challenging because you're torn and you're afraid and concerned with very good reason. And I don't know who said this, but with all the turmoil going on in the news, I just heard a little snippet, and I thought it just really applies to a lot of what we talk about here on the show, that no matter what position someone is in, everybody thinks they're the good guy. Right?
That's
everybody
true.
Yes. It's a
mm-hmm.
fascinating, very helpful point, and I'm so glad that I caught that part of it. Everybody thinks they're the good guy. And that might be a helpful approach. Doesn't mean you agree. Doesn't mean you see it in a different way than from how you see it from your heart and your soul. Obviously not. But in a space of compassion and in a space of self-dialogue to think, okay, everybody thinks they're the good guy. What's her perspective? She thinks she's the good guy. So by keeping us away, she's being the good guy in her opinion by da-da-da-da-da-da. And I think it just softens the energy a little bit, and it gives you maybe some insight will bubble up to the surface. Because in going from that approach that everybody thinks they're the good guy, it actually does dissolve a layer of judgment. Not agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about that. But just to understand someone's point of view. Like,
mm-hmm.
I despise Donald Trump, but I see where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I vehemently disagree, and it terrifies me. But I see that he thinks he's a good guy.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I kind of, the good, but I the word I come up and it just kind of hit me was protective.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
There you go. And
yeah.
Guess what? You have that mm-hmm. in common.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can find
yep.
common neutral
yep.
ground, that's wonderful that that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's something that you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So often when we don't see the other person as their perception of thinking that they're the good guy, we're at a loss. I don't understand. Why do they cut me off? Why aren't they talking to me? So if you can say, oh, in their mind, they think they're doing the right thing. They think they're being the good
mm-hmm.
guy because they're being, keyword, protective.
Right.
I'm being protective too. Where do we find
mm-hmm.
common ground? You know, where will source, the universe, God, whoever, present the opportunity for peace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's going to find you.
Yeah, right.
Because you'll be
right.
open to it. It's going to find you.
Mm-hmm.
So, 34.
Well, we definitely talked a lot about the number 7 already, but the between those two numbers that make up the 7, the 3 and the 4, this is making sense of the chaos. This is how I always view a 3 and a 4. The 3 can be this outgoing bundle of energy, but not understanding how it can work more efficiently. So a 3 is just like outgoing energy, and that's it. You know, just it can be pure joy, just a lot of fun, but eventually it'll peter itself out because it doesn't know about its own limitations, or that, you know, not even that it's a limitation, but you can't run forever in on a certain level without taking the time to regenerate and to, you know, to rest. So a 4 puts that in perspective by giving it some structure, saying, all right, well, you got all this great stuff going for you, but it you know, you can't sustain it. You can't sustain it any longer than, you know, we'll have a number for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we rein it in here and direct it here, you know, have some more intention behind it, and then know when to, you know, take your foot off the gas pedal and just, you know, coast for a moment, and you kind of, you know, there are all these different things that a 4 will figure out, like the best way to support that energy. So, even in the sequence of numbers, you know, every number plays off the other one. And so depending on which direction it goes, this could have easily been a 43, but it's not. It's going from a 3 to a 4. So this is about, I don't want to say balance, but in a way it speaks to that of whatever goes out must also come back in. So any energy is not energy lost. It's just how do you make it work longer, or how do you just make it
mm-hmm.
more efficient? And so these are the things that overall a 7 looks at. And then when it comes to this really beautiful message, it also just talks about getting rid of one extra layer of judgment, and to be able to see beyond. And so sometimes that's a 4 can help that in terms of, again, providing a structure. Sometimes when this is why we have our own form. This is why we have our bodies as a way to see,
mm-hmm.
to see ourselves, you know, to see the one, you know, but the one on different, in all its different facets. you can't, you know, source can't see itself. It can't do that. It has to come out in a different way. So this is, they're just showing me that picture. So it's like showing you, your child came from you, just to put it that way, your child came from you, but it's its own separate entity. It doesn't think the same way you do. And I love how Liz put that in there too, with how everyone thinks that they're, you know, they're the good guy. What they're fighting for is noble and worthy, and this is where they're coming from. That's, allow everyone that. And you're right, it does soften it, because then you're like, you know, there's a little bit more of a of an allowing, not that you have to agree, but you can see where that may come from and how that can manifest in that particular way. So this, overall, we're talking about the number seven being about discernment. It's different from judgment. Discernment is almost like picking out the things that are actually important, that are relevant to, you know, to any given moment. Judgment is just saying, you know, you're wrong. No, this is what I think. That's it. But discernment is saying, well, let me cut through some of this extra, you know, noise, extra chatter, and really see what's important. There's an intention behind discernment. There's an intention to see what you want to see. So what is it that you want to see? And what is it that you want to work with? Again, it's a way of containing or understanding the energy that's presented and giving it form and realizing, all right, that's the shape it's taking. Could it take a different shape? Absolutely. But this is what I'm seeing right now, and okay, so we'll work with that. But there's a lot going on in that message. There's a lot going on, and I love how the seven is so subtle about it, because it's not in your face.
Right.
I mean, so much of that work is internal. It's like that private conversation between you and God, between you and yourself, and realizing, you know, almost uncovering some of those darker, heavier things, because you really need to, and give it some light, give it some room to breathe, and really see is that how it is. We don't always give ourselves the time to do that, because we're so distracted or involved in other people and what they think and all that extra noise. So that's, again, why the seven is saying, you know, take some time for yourself so you can really see what's there. You know, even if it only reveals itself, you know, a little bit at a time, that's fine. But if you're not in that mindset to allow or to just see, let's just see what happens and see what unfolds, then all of a sudden there is a judgment. There's action done in judgment versus, you know, action done in discernment.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. And the seven, this is a big number, because I was teasing my granddaughter, who on Sunday she was 8.5. So I was teasing her, because I had my godmother years ago would say she would go backwards. Instead of getting older, she would, you know, her change her numbers and would go backwards. Say if she was 71, she was 17 or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
So I was telling, so you're 8, so you're older than I am. I'm only 7. So here's a 7 again. I was just like,
wow.
Here's 7 again. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, so it was cute. I mean, we had so many things that, like, could have written a book all weekend of everything that, all these things that were coming through. And my daughter, who is very intuitive, she is, unbelievable, but she is one of those that's no big deal. You know, she knows what to do. You know, she gets that information, and she's a tough cookie, but she's not like, I'm not going to, you know, conform to somebody that has to tell me what to do. You know, she knows what she's got to do to get it done.
Right.
She's an excellent mom. She does really good. And her husband, God bless her, has been in the reserves, Army Reserves.
Oh my goodness.
And he did at least 3 tours. So he suffers from the post-traumatic stress.
PTSD?
Oh yes. Yes.
Yeah,
so you have to, if with him for an hour or so, his struggle you know, like if he doesn't take his medication.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not physical. He's just verbal. He swears and stuff. And it's just the mindset. You can't.
Marguerite, I don't mean to interrupt, but a documentary that I saw recently, I don't know if it's out yet, but I know that if you Google the title, you can find out information about it. A friend of mine produced it. It's really, really good. It's called Thank You for Your Service.
Okay.
Google it, and there's an organization. If you find information about the documentary, and it was this year, was 2016. I'm sure they're going to show it on public television or something. But there is an organization that that sprang forth as a result of this documentary. But the way that they it was alternative, very spiritual treatment for PTSD, and it was a very heart-wrenching and beautiful film. So thank you for your service. If you can't find it or whatever, just send an email and I can find you links to information. But see if you can find it.
Yeah.
It might be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz that's such the neglect. Yeah. And basically the whole arc of it is that the Army has all these corps, you know, the medical corps, the this corps, that there's no mental health corps. There's no mental health corps. And this film is all about advocating for that and having legislation for that to happen.
Right.
So, but it's a very intelligent, beautiful film. So just look into it.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome.
I mean, when I had my car accident, I suffered from it. I still do, but nowhere near what you know, they go through. And God bless
your daughter.
Him. Because
hello, dear.
He's a wonderful father. The kids are used to his, you know, whatever he has to go through.
Yeah.
But but I want to say one more thing.
Yes.
Friday morning when I was getting ready,
I
was saying, it's what a great day, and all of a sudden in my head I hear this song, Happy Birthday, but everybody singing it, and what I knew it was all of them, because they, you know, when they say your name, it was my nickname growing up.
Oh, how sweet.
Not my name. So I said, okay, and I have a cousin who can see and I can hear. So she goes, have you heard anything? And I told her about it. She goes, yep, that'd be them. So I said, yeah.
Oh,
so that was cute.
That's lovely.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, you know what
you
need to do.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Happy birthday. You know what you need to do.
Thank you.
Okay, darling. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you. Love
you
guys.
Love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Wow. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah. And to be vigilant like that, you know, your young grandchildren, a grandchild on the way, being cut off. That is, that's no joke. I'm glad we spoke to her. That's very, very intense. Anybody else in the queue for us?
We do. Oh,
okay.
It's like that Blog Talk is just sort of spinning here, so I'm not sure what's going on. I may not be able to get to her, but it is Tessa, so if I can get this control panel to work.
That Blog Talk.
Yeah, it's just, it's all spinning. So we'll just have to, you guys hang tight. We'll see if I can refresh the whole page. In the meantime, I'm still taking in, you know, a lot of stuff that's happened over the weekend.
Oh.
You know, with
Yes, and we just touched on it. Right, we touched on it on Sunday's show. You're like, okay, I'm going to take a look. And then just from that moment on, like all the information that we've been receiving, you know, so many communities have been affected. It's quite profound and very upsetting.
Well, yeah, and you can sense the different levels of anger and outrage. And interestingly enough, you know, on on different sides of whatever they think the issue is.
Right.
You know, ways to, you know, legislate it, religious reasons why it happened.
Yeah, you reap what you sow. All the Bible people with that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so upsetting.
So there, yeah, so there's a lot that I'm taking in, and you know, then I have obviously I have a lot of gay friends who, you know, who
so
are taking
I.
in very very hard. I don't know why. I really am part of that community. So but it's not like, you know, one mass shooting is more important than another. I think,
right.
You know, at least what I've been able to see is that even from some of my very, very, very conservative friends, you know, that they recognize that lives were lost.
Thank you.
And,
right.
And that in that something does need to happen now. How they approach that,
right.
What they think needs to happen, is very different. And, you know, a lot of I can't look at all the stories and just, I can get enough just scrolling through, you know, Facebook to see many different reactions to what happened in Orlando and the shooting and all of that. And yeah, it definitely hurts to see some of the people who are really affected, you know, who feel like, man, these are my people, and I can't believe this happened. And the things that they're wanting to show are like the opposition, you know, the people who they've been willing against. Like it's hurtful, it's hurting, and it's tiring, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Because we still have so much noise happening that we're not always able to see what's really going on here. Like what's the real issue, you know,
excuse me, yes.
What's really important, bless you.
Thank you.
I'm still sort of sitting with that, and I it's the same feeling I had when I saw, you know, when 9/11 happened. It's like that, not numb,
yeah,
not to that degree of being numb, but after
it's
how
numbing.
Many, I mean, that was,
yeah,
that was, you know, what, 2001,
right,
and it's now 2016, and we've had how many things, how many incidents in this country
just this year
that not on that scale, but pretty, you know, but emotionally, energetically,
oh,
they're still, it's still the same.
Kicking butt, isn't it?
Right. So that's what I keep looking at. And it's like the anger is there, the, you know, all the really heavy ones, the anger, pain, you know, sadness,
absolutely,
outrage.
Yeah.
There's all of that. And yet, I think people are starting to ask, if not out loud, then in how they're responding, they really are wanting more than just legislation. Because I think I've mentioned this before, a lot of times the laws that we put in don't really have an effect on the people who are going to break the law anyway. Like, they already broke one law, you know, they kind of disregarded the set of laws that we already want to adhere to. So it's already restricting, you know, a lot of, there are restrictions placed on people who probably aren't the ones that are going to break those laws anyway. It's the people who have already been kind of outside of that anyway, have no intention of, you know, keeping any of these laws in place.
Right.
So it's not about, I need a bunch of people in a different part of the country to legislate and then I'll follow, because that, it has to be an internal, it has to be an inside job. It has to
absolutely.
Be something where, you know, regardless of what your religion is, and you know, I'm not a huge fan of religion because of that. That's its own set of different controls and restrictions and how
right.
that pushes people to go outside
right.
of it, because no
right.
one wants to be restricted. I mean, no one really wants to have this is what you can do. Mostly it's what you can't do. They don't tell you what you can do. They
right.
just, that's how that number four works. It's, this is all the stuff you can't do. And,
right.
and then you start finding loopholes. I mean, that's how our brain thinks. Our brain, our being is meant to be free.
Right.
So the moment someone puts up a fence, you want to know what's on the other side of that fence.
Yes. That's human nature. Yep.
It's
right.
Human nature.
Yeah.
So if we, and I also think it's human nature to be very loving. I mean, I think
yes.
That's just me, and I know that there are people who say, well, no, but, you know, our environment, as advanced as it is in very many areas, we're so lacking in that just basic human connection of, you know, wow, what a this is life, you know, and this is something that's
yes.
precious. We don't see that. We aren't conditioned to honor it
no.
the way we actually know how to.
Yes.
Oh, we stray
so well
very,
put.
Very far
yeah.
from that.
Yep.
So that's what I'm noticing is I think people are working it out. I mean, even someone like, you know, someone like Trump or people who just feel like everything needs to be protected and it's everybody else's fault. I mean, that's also, like you said, they
and
think
the people,
they, that
right.
that's what they're advocating because that's
mm-hmm.
their stance and it's to be protective. I see that a lot in these posts in reaction to what happened in Orlando. It's
yeah.
you know, well, don't take away my second right. And then it gets really nitpicky. And you know, you can, like I said, go down that rabbit hole. But
right.
eventually it's like, well, what am I trying to stir up here? And is that even necessary? Because we're so used to a culture where the more more noise you make, the more attention you'll get.
Exactly.
And
it doesn't matter. Quality is irrelevant.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And attention
yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean agreement.
Nope.
But attention means that
making
somebody's
noise.
Listening.
Making noise.
Is making
right.
noise.
Oh,
well, you're still responsible for yourself. You still, you know, as much as you can advocate for somebody else, you're still responsible
right.
for yourself. So that's
right.
where the bigger lessons, and that's why in some cases the people who are religious in the sense that they found, you know, a set of laws that feel, you know, that feel good for them, that seem to work for them.
Right.
A lot of them, you know, they have that kernel of love within that set of beliefs. And I have been pleasantly surprised by some of the people who are very into, you know, their church, and they are, you know, they would consider themselves Christian, and they do have, you know, their own ideas of what it means, you know, for people who are homosexual. But they still say they are still actually very loving and I've been
yeah.
yeah, accepting, and it's like, you know, they're like, who am I to judge? You know, like, you know, just it's not what I would do, but you know, you're a person, you're a human being, and I, you know, I need to extend that courtesy. You know, I need to show you that, you know, it's not about you need to follow me and you need to do exactly what I'm doing for me to even hang out with you. So I've seen that, and to be, you know, gay women in the South, That's a big deal, you know, to be in that environment and to see that be extended has been very, you know, very liberating and very, it's been eye-opening because it's easy to use our judgment to decide, well, you're not like me, you don't even think like me, I saw you with that Trump sticker, I know what you're all about, and just to shut that out. Now, I'm not going to say we're going to have a grandest conversation, especially if we're just going to talk about what we don't agree on about. But at some point, you may find that person, you know, has a kid, or that, you know, you find that there are very many levels of commonality. And even though they will express it differently and they will obviously make different choices, you know, why would I want to meddle? Why would I want to restrict you to keep me safe, to make me feel better? I mean,
right.
that's exactly what it is. So anyway, that's my two cents. Let me get to Tessa because I think this is finally evening out.
Hey.
Okay. Hi, Tessa.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. What's going on, darling?
Oh, nothing. Just listening to her talk. Listen, talking. It was so on point.
Yeah.
Right. Well, to start, like I've been looking at some of the posts and memes and stuff. And you hear people like, oh, we need better representatives of our state, and it's your job to protect us. I'm like, so what are you doing?
mm-hmm.
Like, tell me what are you doing to like, change things. Because at the end of the day, it's not, you know, Obama going in there shooting up people. It's not Trump going in there shooting up people. It's not, you know, these are not just individual, like, these are all not the only people. It's like a whole United States. I don't know how many people are here, but it's so many people here. How can you just pinpoint one group of people to control, like, what a whole country is doing? Like, we have to have some accountability for ourselves. Like, like you're saying, like, people who break the laws are not being, like, oh, they got a new law. Let me read up on
having
that.
More laws,
so I won't break that.
Having more laws isn't going to stop those people who are going to do what they want to do.
You know, exactly. So
having more laws
right.
will just
we
show you
to...
when they're not doing it. But they're
it's,
not going to
exactly.
stop it. Right.
And I don't think when people say that, you know, I kind of, like, try to gather what the I know it's to feel protected, so I can't take that from them. A lot of people want to feel safe. They want to be able to walk out the door and feel like nothing's going to happen to them. But who can assure you of that? Like, no one.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, kind of, you know, standing up for yourself and, you know, or like you're saying, like, connecting with another human being, like, trying, because, like, the whole thing about the, him being a Muslim, at first they said that he was trying to, he did it in the name of Allah. No,
right.
I read something about him being gay himself.
Yeah,
he
was on, they found him on social media, on dating apps. But, yeah, and he was born in New York, and his parents are from Afghanistan. So it's like, he's American, people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, so it's just like, we pick and choose who we want to claim when it comes to being American. Especially when something bad happened, and all of a sudden, then he's like, he's from another country. But
right.
it's like, at the end of the day, I'm saying, it's just being accountable for yourself and
right.
just, I guess, trying to just make this world a little bit easier to live in. Like, try to understand other people. Try to, you know, stop marginalizing everybody, putting everybody in one big group. And notice that it's just the act and the willpower of one individual. And that's what it is. Like, I hate to say it like that, but that's what it is. And people have to really get over that, that we can't just put everybody in one group
no.
and call it a day.
No. And then what's just so sad and shameful, all these people behind their literal pulpits saying, justifying, you know, there's all these preachers coming out saying that this was a good thing. There's a cleansing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just can't with that. I've seen just in passing, not even reading it or taking or supporting that energy, but just in my periphery, I've seen like three little mentions, people behind the pulpit, that's part of their message to their congregation. That this is good, and that is where I get where is the bubble of like where do we find that air pocket, because where is it? This it's just been, we can't even recover for one thing until there's something else. There's no recovery time, and
at
all, and then we have our day to day. You know, and then God forbid part of our day-to-day overlaps with what's happening around us, but we feel it all, you know. If there's love and compassion in your heart, then we are connected. The good news is the heightened awareness, which we didn't have in years past because of the power of social media, which is a very good tool in most cases. But this is a thing. And on Sunday was my younger son's birthday party, and my brother had showed up, and he sent me an email later. He goes, it was really good to be around some crazy kids and drink some champagne on such a sad day. I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, and to watch the Tonys, you know, and to cheer my people, because yeah, we got to balance it out. You have to temper it, the heaviness, the density. And we've heard for so long that the degree of the density matches the level of ascension.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one hell of an algorithm or law of physics or something. That's just that's like PhD on crack crazy. Like, I can't even wrap my head around that.
Exactly.
I cannot even. I'm too human to, like, get that lofty perspective. But I think there are probably some masters that do, you know. Like, if there's some Tibetan monk that's, like, you know, drying his wet robe with the power of his body heat and spinning around and, you know, he's levitating 6 feet off the ground, then he got it. I don't. But he understands that.
And you know. I think that's, like, this week, because something I was watching Doreen Virtue's her little weekly thing, she was saying how to choose the highest vibration, you know, stay positive, because it is easy to get sucked in, like how you can't understand it, but another person can kind of like levitate over that and kind of, you know, see the bigger picture,
right?
And so she was just saying, like, how to, you know, be gentle with yourself. Like, of course you're going to read stuff and get, you know, feel some type of way about it. But it's all about, you know, us, the ones who are, you know, are still trying to handle and learn how to handle that struggle. It's just choosing a better thought. Like, okay, I can't watch. I can't indulge in 30 minutes of the news today. Let me go outside in nature and or go journal or something.
Play with
but
my child.
It's just us
anything.
Choosing better.
Yeah.
Us just choosing better thoughts and, you know, actions. It's the thing you can, people can go donate to the GoFundMe. You can go, I don't know, maybe volunteer somewhere.
They need blood. Orlando needs blood.
Yeah. Like, just giving blood. All kinds of stuff is a way to help this situation instead of, like, letting it consume.
Oh, God, it's just a lot. Well, since we have you here, why don't you pull a message? But I want you to pull it, not for a particular issue. I want you to pull it for the show for today. But I want you to be the person to pick it.
Okay.
All right, darling. So, ready when you are.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, how interesting. No number.
Cool.
Wow, this is a beautiful message that you picked for us. To be purely present in the joys of self-acceptance, grounded in stillness. Self-knowledge blossoms as time, space, and form are transcended. Oh, there is a number. Just it was scroll to the next page. My bad. It's a two-digit number. It's 82.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read the message again. To be purely present in the joys of self-acceptance, grounded in stillness, self-knowledge blossoms as time, space, and form are transcended. 82.
I'm still writing that down.
Yeah, just what we were. Yeah, just what we were talking about. You know, like that joy. Just, oof, perfect. Good pick, Tessa.
Yeah. Well, here we have the 8 and the 2, and the 8 already starts off with, you know, with what have you manifested, right? I mean, 8 is the manifesting number, so 8 represents. You know, the world that you live in, and be aware that this is the world that you had a part in creating, and then so there's always the idea once, you know, 8's very goal oriented, so once you've created something, it's like, oh, what's next? You know, gotta keep going on, gotta keep, you know, creating and doing things, and this 2 then is saying, let's also see how these creations connect with other people. You know, are
right.
they what is it? What is it bridging you to? You know, what is it attracting to you? Because the 2 is about support and it's about collaboration and cooperation. So, keeping that level of awareness up, it's not a
It's not, oh, wow, we messed up. We created wrong. There are always ways of course correcting or repurposing it or changing it around. But a lot of times, I'm sort of being shown, like the scientists who are given a task, and they're only one part of this bigger picture, but they only know, well, this I'm supposed to be focused on this, and they have no idea, oh, it's actually going to be a weapon of mass destruction, you know, or something like that. It's like, oh, what? Like, I thought it was going to be something important, and it is. It's important and terrible, you know. But a lot of times we don't know our own part in it. But then those are also, there are also things that can be used to help people. There's so many different ways of you know, using our resources. It, a lot of it is just intention. A lot of it is also questioning. And it's to some degree seeing the bigger picture. But you see how this 8 and the 2 can work together. I mean, an 8 and a 2 in everyday life, usually a 2 is so quiet and so silent because a 2 is about being in the background also. It's like, oh, how can I help you? How can I support you? But I don't need to be in charge of anything. I'll just, you know, I'll be here to kind of fill in the gaps and do what I need to do. And then 8 usually just eats it up, like, okay, whatever, you know, I got plenty of you, like plenty of people like you to help me do this. And not that they're unfeeling, but they have a bigger picture in mind. So they're not looking at the details. That's what they pay a 2 for, right? That's what a 2 does. But those two together end up creating something new. I mean, you add that up, it's a 10, right? It's a 1. So it's something new that comes of this. But it needs a vision, and it needs the detail work. And I imagine that a 2, if a 2 asks questions enough, would probably ask, well, to what end is this really for? You know, maybe an 8 would ask the same thing. So, you know, to go with this message, you know, to be purely present, that's a huge part. I mean, it really goes hand in hand with everything we've been talking about today, with all the inner work that we do on a daily basis, whether it's in a 7 year or not. Any of the inner work that you do, I mean, that's why it is difficult sometimes to ask those big questions. Some of these bigger questions, not like, you know, just why am I here, like the big question, but sometimes figuring out what that answer is can be very scary. Especially if you think, well, you know, if you think you're not doing what you need to be doing, or if you think you're not worthy to even be here, and that's the opposite end of the spectrum, then you don't think anything you contribute is worthy. So, in fact, I would say the 8 and the 2 are sort of like these opposite ends of the spectrum. And 8's like, I've got this plan, and it's going to take over the world. And the 2 sometimes is like, can I just maybe touch your toe as you help do all these things? Because sometimes the 2 just doesn't feel like they can keep up. So when those two energies and the higher vibrations of what they represent work together, yeah, new worlds can be created. Really positive things can be created from the understanding of what they both contribute, and not just lopsided in one way. So anyway.
Well said.
That was a very good message.
Perfect. But you chose it, and it's what we all need to be grounded in. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your
ladies,
beautiful
ladies.
Sun. Yeah.
I will. He's already on one this morning.
Oh, yeah. So. We understand. But, yeah, just celebrate this beautiful small things. What were you going to say, hon?
I was going to talk to you guys later. I'm about to go fix breakfast.
All right, darling. Be well.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Be well.
Perfect. All right, so
yeah. We
will wrap up the show.
Yeah.
If you'd like to contact us. But, yeah, go ahead, Lisa. You were on point today, Ms. Singh. It's really wonderful to really have that all those conversations. You know, they all sort of aligned and were connected. All about protection. You know, we want to start with how we had started the show with our conversation with Marguerite, the conversation about Orlando, and then wrapping it up with Tessa. It all really is a unification of the energy, the sacred energy, that just air bubble of peace that we need to find in order to just move through these challenging times, because that's what they are. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks to everybody for a great show. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
To you. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Take care, everybody. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.